Alrighty. Hello, Rebecca.
Good morning, Marion. Good to be back.
I know. It's nice to be back. I feel like we've, it's been a minute, but, you know, you were on vacation and then, you know, things happen. Here we are. We have a great episode today because we're going to be talking about nursing as a STEM designated field. But before we do that, I do want to remind everybody that we are the Nursing Beat is now the exclusive media partner of the Love and Leary podcast, and we're still super excited about that. This is our second episode with them. So, you know, everybody should check out the Nursing Beat because they're doing really great stuff, you know, nurse forward news by nurses. So definitely check them out.
And just sort of as Marianne said, you know, what I think our first episode with them was actually featuring Barbara Glickstein about the power of nursing in media. And what we love about the Nursing Beat is it's being led by two really incredible nurses who are trying to amplify and elevate nursing media in front of not only nurses, but the rest of the world to actually show that our voice is powerful and the knowledge that we have is translatable into actionable items that are worthy of media. So we're excited to be partnering with them and actually amplifying more of these conversations. But today, as Marianne said, we're going to talk a little bit about a very exciting initiative called the Nursing is STEM initiative to try to designate nursing as STEM. So, Marion, take it away, because I think people need to understand what is STEM and why we're part of this coalition.
Yeah, well, I think it's come as a surprise over the last couple of weeks to a lot of people, nurses and others who support the nursing profession, that nursing is not actually designated a STEM field by a variety of federal agencies, including the Department of Homeland Security, the National Science Foundation, and others. And it's really, to me, mind-boggling because everything we do as nurses, in my opinion, and not even opinion, in the work that we do is STEM-based, is science, technology, engineering, and math. And so we are fortunate enough to be the co-chairs of the Nursing is STEM Coalition, which is putting in an application to highly encourage those departments to designate nursing as a STEM field. And Rebecca, we should tell people why that's important.
Absolutely. So the truth is I think there's a couple of ones, as you said, is nursing and STEM designation is really careers that are being developed for the future of the nation. STEM designation looks at investable degrees in a way that is going to buoy and support the future of our nation. And STEM designation historically has been focused on levels of being able to access large amounts of grants or funding or dollars to support this. For example, the National Science Foundation makes significant amount of grants eligible for low-income students to enter those fields. We also know that STEM designation has actually allowed for people to pursue careers and opportunities in ways that haven't happened before. For example, recently we've learned of a nurse who wanted to apply and work in NASA as an astronaut, but because nursing was not designated as a STEM profession, he was unable to continue with his application. And furthermore, we've heard of also nurses who've had research projects out there that were classified, received large amounts of dollars. And when they learned that the nurse was the person who applied for it, that funding was pulled back because, again, nursing was not identified as a STEM. The federal government, as we understand, has a nearly $1.2 billion initiative around STEM profession. And what we've also come to realize and hear a lot from the federal level is there's no more money in Congress to fund nursing. Unlike our physician colleagues who are actually supported through CMS, nursing is almost solely responsible on the individual nurse to buoy all expenses associated with their education and also with their advancement of their career. That is why we see very few residency programs around nursing, because right now there is no mechanisms by which to support the nursing profession from everything from education to career development. And this is why we find it is so critical for nursing to be designated as a STEM.
Yeah, and you know, I want to like break this down a little, because the Department of Homeland Security's definition of STEM states that it's one that engages students in research, innovation, or development of new technologies using engineering, mathematics, computer science, or natural sciences, including physical, biological, and agricultural sciences. So again, to me, it seems like the foundation of everything we do as a nurse, and you know, not being designated as a STEM field really shows me how little these organizations know about what the profession of nursing does. You know, I there's a number of layers here that I think need to be discussed. One is just these organizations not knowing what nursing does, but also these antiquated, outdated visions of what nurses are. Yes, once we were potentially just considered a technical job, but really we have evolved into this rich profession with our own body of science and research, clearly innovation, evidence-based practice. We're creating complex new technologies in healthcare, doing all these things in the field of health and healthcare and beyond, using these STEM fields in a way that I don't think those outside of the profession truly understand. And I think our group, the Nursing and STEM Coalition, has done such a tremendous job putting together this application and laying out all of the things that we do and how we incorporate STEM into our work, not just at the bedside, but in all the areas where we practice and in nursing education, which is the foundation of, you know, all that we're doing.
And as you said, Marion, there is a very poor understanding external nursing. And we know this because a group of nurses actually tried to get nursing designated as a STEM in 2016. They brought it forward to the Department of Homeland Security and asked for nursing to be reclassified as a STEM profession. And the feedback that we've heard as we've gathered information back from, you know, the federal level is that really at that time, there was a poor understanding of nursing. They saw nursing simply as a soft science, that nurses simply followed orders of doctors, but were not independent thinkers or had their own area of knowledge and expertise by which to advance healthcare or our profession, which is crazy. And actually, I think now, based on post-pandemic, if we can't do this now with what happened, all the science and research that failed us in the pandemic, and it was the nurses on the front line who were innovating using new research and new technology and new engineering directions. And let's be honest, complex math as well to treat patients in the face that science had failed. How is the time to push this forward?
Yeah, I mean, so let's jump on that for a second. So the complex work that nurses do, I'm just going to give an example of what I've done over the course of my relatively short career as a nurse, the last like 20 some years, right? In terms of the resuscitation science research I've done, it's been biomedical research. I've done blood draw studies using, you know, neutrophil platelet labs. I've done created technologies on my own, working with engineers, but designing these technologies using my nursing lens and my nursing education. Speaking of NASA, I've actually co-authored an article recommending how to do CPR in space. And that takes a lot of knowledge of physiology, of science, of engineering, math, like all these things that the work I've done, and that's not counting all the physiological and mathematics I needed to know as a critical care nurse at the bedside, you know, adjusting ventilators, adjusting medications, critical care monitoring of A-lines and all of those things. All of it is science, technology, engineering, and math. And to not have it be designated as a STEM field, again, really shows how little people know about what nurses do. And you know, that's on us partly as a profession. And we talked about this in our last episode of nursing not being great at, you know, amplifying what it is that we do and the work that we do and how it crosses all of these boundaries.
You know, Marion, it's so true. And you and I have had a rather different career perspective and journey, but intersected among many points around innovation. And in my own career journey, I served as the vice president of clinical innovation for a mid-cap publicly traded company called OptimizeRx. The reason I was brought onto that team as the nurse to lead that division was because the feedback of nurses as we developed population app health, specifically around the engagements of pharma, was necessary to have a nurse being there developing that technology to actually use the process that we know as nurses to move patients through technology to actually drive outcomes. Now, you could have had a lot of, we know this happened, right? Whole bunch of tech guys got into the space of healthcare, right? Most of those companies have gone on to fail from adoption because they did not engage with nurses services to actually translate the knowledge, the skill set, the science, the research, and the evidence-based practice that we hold as a profession to actually make that technology effective in translating human health. The best technologies that work today have all been developed in collaboration with nurses. And we see this at the biggest companies, medical device, pharma companies in the world. They hire nurses into these roles because their technology, their practice, their research, and their engineering is dependent on the knowledge of nursing to make it translatable to the frontline population. For us not to be designated as a STEM, and to eliminate that those professions have a greater designation of an investable resource, I think you and I both believe that if we don't invest in nursing, the future of healthcare of this nation is at risk. And we see that today, facing one of the largest nursing crises the world has ever seen, not only in our own nation, but the rest of the world. It is time that we designated this to basically create parity for the level of profession. We're not even getting into the world of AI right now, Marian, but we know that the similar situation is going to be critical, that if AI is going to work in healthcare, it's going to take nurses to be there to translate it, oversee the compliance and regulatory and quality assurance that is going to be absolutely necessary for this to be a new kind of technology that actually works in the advancement of human health as opposed to hurting human health, which we've seen examples of AI right now. Example would be in the Medicare Advantage space, where large amount of claims have been denied for millions of people by using AI that never involved nurses to quality assurance check that process. So it is a real life application. Not having nurses designated as STEM is leaving us out of conversation that is actually hurting the future of this nation.
No doubt. And I think, you know, there's another issue going on here in that nursing is 90% made up of women. And you know, the work that women do, the work that nurses do because of that, I think can be devalued. And STEM fields are generally seen as a male-dominated field. And so you have that tension here where nursing is generally seen as a female-dominated field. STEM is seen male-dominated field. And there's that chasm you sort of have to cross because, you know, in the U.S., just 12% of innovators are women. And the vast majority, again, of folks who are in the STEM fields are men. Could you imagine if we can get nursing designated as a STEM field, we will have this rush of women now in the STEM field. And that opens up, again, so many opportunities that we're talking about in terms of funding, in terms of fellowships, in terms of grants, and all these other opportunities that will really enhance women in these STEM fields, which is what needs to happen.
It does need to happen because critically, the truth is that I've all, and you've also often felt, the profession of nursing has often aligned well with the women's rights movement. You understand what this profession has faced and hurdles throughout the course of at least the last 100 years, if not prior to it. We can't even talk about it prior to then. But the truth is, again, we are facing one of these issues that is a systemic barrier, not a barrier that we have not been able to overcome because we're not smart enough to, but literally the system has been put in place to sort of hold back the access of nurses to do these things. And I think it's important, Marian, also, we should talk a little bit about, you know, this initiative of the coalition is actually relatively brand new, but we can actually call Jason Garbarino, who is the executive director of the coalition, who really put this information out in a formatted website as of November 2023, came across us in March. And in the course of 6 weeks, we've really worked hard to try to bring this forward. But you've also found access to evidence and research who had been talking about this in years past that I was unaware of. And I think, as you always say, it's really important that we capture and elevate and amplify those nurses who have come before us and the research that they've done to pave this way.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I want to make sure always that we're giving credit to the folks who have come before us and who are doing the hard work. Rebecca and I have the honor to be able to use our platform and our voices to amplify some of these issues that we feel strongly about, but understanding that, you know, this isn't the work that we've technically been doing, you know, for our profession. And so I'm scrolling across the screen and it'll be in the show notes, links to 4 different articles. 2 of them are research articles. 2 of them are not research articles, talking about why and if and how nursing should be considered a STEM-related field. It's really important to understand and read about all the different components that go into this. And, you know, the one article, and I'll scroll it again, nursing science as a federally recognized STEM degree by Dressbach et al. From 2022 makes a really compelling, thoroughly researched case for exactly what we're doing in this coalition to push for nursing to be considered a STEM designated field. So if you're interested in learning more about this topic, I highly recommend this article. Like I said, it so thoroughly lays out all of the points in a very clear and concise way that I'd be hard pressed to find somebody that wouldn't now designate nursing as a STEM field. So I want to thank all the authors for all those studies for leading the way and helping us to have a stronger case for what we're submitting to DHS, NSF, and all the others.
Absolutely. And, you know, we will cite those, we will source them, because the truth is that this is built upon, we know that sometimes we stand on the shoulders of giants who've come before us. And I think, as Marianne said, I think the one thing that what we've been able to do and why we're so passionate about this is we recognize sometimes when and what we've done as nurses is not traditionally gone by. We've gone through traditional paths to try to drive change that has not happened. And Marianne and I are working really hard to try to make sure that the issues that nurses face are finally being heard on a level that they have been able to identify. So maybe it feels a little unconventional, podcasts, social media, things along those lines, but we found that it's been the most effective way for us to be able to get those voices out there. So please join us, sign on as Marianne's scrolling this across the bottom of the page. We were also told by our representatives that are doing this work for us up on the Hill that we're going to need an army of support. What that means is the more signatures, the more coalitions, the more organizations, the more individuals who sign on to this, the more support that we have, the better likelihood that the Department of Homeland Security will designate this as a profession designated as STEM, which will then, as what we've seen historically, move the other organizations like the National Science Foundation and, if you're not aware of, the Department of Education also to designate nursing as a STEM.
And we should say that this designation requires no legislative action. All it requires is us submitting this application to these departments. And like Rebecca said, showing this groundswell of support for nursing to be designated as a STEM field. And that is why we need everybody, like she said, to sign on to the coalition. Go to our website. In the top right-hand corner, I believe, there's a button that says sign on to the coalition. We're collecting names of individuals, nursing organizations, schools and universities, hospitals and health systems. We need everybody to show their support for STEM being designated as, for nursing to be designated as a STEM field, so that when we submit this application and they review it, they see that this is not just a movement of 5 or 10 people, but of the profession as a whole. And one thing we should do is also shout out to our other coalition board members as well. And because, this isn't a movement that we're doing on our own, but we do have a group helping to lead this. So I want to thank all of them as well.
Absolutely. And I think one thing that, we should also note is that every university, every degree that Mary and I have ever obtained in nursing has come through the bachelor's or a master's of science. It is clearly defined by universities across this country that nursing is a science. We don't come out of the School of Arts. We come out of the school and designated as a bachelor's, master's, doctorate of science. So there is clearly already a representation and an acknowledgement by all higher education that nursing is a science. But somehow organizations as of the Department of Education has kept nurses from being equally recognized for access to the dollars, the grants, the funding initiatives. And right now, the shortages that we're facing, the need for more diversity into the profession of nursing, specifically through the National Science Foundation, access that makes it possible for grants and scholarships for people to choose nursing as a profession, we need that investment more so today than ever before. Because the cost of nursing education, which is solely responsible by the individual nurse, is being 100% financially put on the shoulders of that individual because they have little access to funding. And the truth is, if we're looking at the future, the cost of nursing education entering as you postgraduate into a model that is a capitated payment model, this is another issue. The ROI on the cost of nursing education today does not make sense over a 30-year period of time if we do not do something fundamentally to decrease that earning burden that is going to be on nursing. This initiative by STEM virtually almost overnight helps us open up new opportunities to people who previously could not afford nursing to be able to access this profession. And we need them. Most recent studies are showing that we're facing a 250,000 nursing shortage by practice by next year. We know that attrition rates are 24%. We know 57% of new nursing grads leave the bedside within 2 years of practice. We know significant numbers of things are going wrong, and we need investment into this profession today.
So I am cautiously optimistic that we will push this through. But again, we need your help. So please sign on to support the Nursing and STEM Coalition. Post it on your social media sites. Share with your colleagues at the institutions where you work, organizations where you volunteer. We really do need this groundswell of support to show the Department of Homeland Security and others why nursing should be considered a STEM field. So please sign on, and hopefully in the next few months we'll have some good news.
Yes. So, and to everyone out there, keep being awesome. Knowing that this profession is going forward, we're going to be putting in this application in the course of the next week, and then we'll spend the next 3 months engaging with this committee on questions, concerns, reservations about why nursing should be a STEM. So if you sign on to this coalition, if a question comes at us, we're going to turn around to those people who've signed on and bring forward the experts to better define the argument to make nursing a STEM. Join us, be part of it. And let's see if we can have the greatest change that this profession has seen to amplifying, elevating, and driving parity for the profession that we've had in the last century. So join us today.